Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you doubt about it. This is your favorite radio station.
Yo, man. Here it is once again. You know what I'm saying? Hoodstyle Radio, the station number one for hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, man. I'm rocking up in cars in California. You know what I'm saying? West Coast in the building.
Man, we glad to have you here on Hoodstyle Radio. For the listeners who don't know who you are, you want to let them know your name and what city you're from?
Oh, yeah. You already know. You know what I'm saying? To the world, it's your man Juice, the new face of America, the prince of that black wall gang, the king of the HYP movement, holding it down, you know what I mean, from Phoenix, AZ, you gotta know.
What it do, this young Brody, and you in the mix, hosted by Big Rat Loke and Hoodstyle Radio.
Man, 211, the business, Inglewood, California, corporate thug entertainment, USDA.
This is Charlie Boy.
Chia, Hoodstyle Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop.
But you know some real shit on Rat Loke, like you're a perfect example of a true hustler too, though, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Because look at you, you got the Blog Talk Radio, your name is popping.
I mean, TLA, Double Dollar Sign, you saw, man. Glasses Malone, aka D Malone, aka Fendi Cool for the album come out, aka all kind of fat shit in the garage, you feel me? South California, man. Eastside, all good.
What it do, y'all? I'm Surreal, for y'all's first lady, number one. Jenny Jane, really recognize Surreal, born and raised out there in Houston, Texas. What it do? Shout out to Hoodstyle Radio. I'm fucking with y'all.
Yeah, that's what's up. You on Hoodstyle Radio.
What's the business, man? Grip boys in the building. It's time to stand up.
Hey, yo, check it out. You know what it is? DJ Scream Hood Rich. Heavy in the streets, man. You're in tune to Hoodstyle Radio right now with the Big Rat Loke. Man, y'all know what it is. Turn up the volume. Let's go.
Hey, yo, it's poppin', man. You ain't know who it is, man. It's your boy, New Jersey Devil, a.k.a. El Diablo, the Black Wall Street Cockfool, man. You ain't know what it is. You just tune in to Hoodstyle Radio. You heard what I said, man. Hoodstyle Radio. Keep it up.
Sean Coleman, to those who don't know, man, Kenfolk John, a.k.a. Kia Sean, what going on, man?
Know what I'm saying? On the phone, know what I'm saying? Mr. Know what I'm saying? Chicken head, know what I'm saying? Project Pat, what's good with you, man?
Oh, man, you know the deal, man. We just trying to, man, you know, get me looking for granddad to say, man. Granddad to say.
Now you making all that money, man. What's good?
Yeah, man. Boy, she nigga, yuck mouth in the building, man. On Hoodstyle Radio, you dig? We keep it gutter and gully. Fuck with the West, you fucking with the best, you dig? Yuck Mouth, Regime, Dragon Gang, bang, bang, Noble.
Yo, what up? You already know who this is. It's your hometown homegirl, Miss Kiki, representing Dallas, Texas. And I'm chilling, and you tune in to Hoodstyle Radio. Holla at her when you see it, you dig? Yeah.
Chia, Hoodstyle Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. You know what it is. It's the motherfucking Loke, the number one nigga. We got a host today, BP from BP Entertainment. We're going to get him on the line in a few seconds. But make sure y'all follow us at Hoodstyle Mag at Twitter, on Facebook, Hoodstyle Magazine, on Instagram, Hoodstyle Magazine. And make sure y'all go to HoodstyleMagazine.com. Check us out. Google Hoodstyle Radio. Make sure y'all call in, too, man. We got the number. The lines is wide open, 657-383-1853. We want to hear what y'all got to say. We got brand new shit going on. There's a lot of news out there. Cat Williams getting whooped by a little kid. You know what I mean? The world is crazy right now. So let us get into – actually, let us bring in our co-host and shit. He out there. BP, can you hear me?
Yo, what up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. What's going on with it? What's going on, y'all out there? Just chilling, laying
BP,
back for a minute.
BP, tell everybody about you so we can get into this. Tell them who you is, what you do, you know what I mean, so the people will know who you is and all that shit and how you rock.
Okay, that's what it is. So get real smooth with it and real quick, like, yo, my name is Mr. Boss Flair, CEO of BP Entertainment. I fucks with my boy, the Loke, right here from Hoodstyle Magazine and everything. We doing things. Basically, what I do, I've been in the music industry for 17 years. Started as a street team promoter and been building ever since, learning how to do management, contract shows, you know, booking artists, booking clubs, you know, doing all this, et cetera, owning your own shit right now. So, I'm very blessed, man, and I just keep on doing it, and I'm trying to help the people, you know, get into it. But one thing I have to say, though, is you have to learn the business, because basically what it is show business. Without the show, there's no business. Without no business, there's no show. It's 10% music, 90% straight business. So I just tell all the artists that I can, whether if they're old or new, man, you got to learn that so you can have that longevity. And I'm blessed to be here 17 years still and still doing it. And as far as I do, like I said, I just do what I do and make it happen with the people for the people, because the game is bigger than me. I also got shows coming up April 16th at Jasper's Bar and Grill. I got my West Coast Spring Fest hip-hop show, you know, with some of the locals getting down, flexing their skills or whatever, whatnot. And I also got the West Coast Originals hip-hop concert live and direct at Jasper's Club Ecstasy, you know what I'm saying, with my boy Nocturnal, Squeak Rule from All From The Eye, Young Easy, and we just added Neb Love from the Five Footers and a host of other artists out here on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So we've got that going. And if y'all didn't know, Reg Loke, you know, we should be over here straight, like, getting ready to put some real shit together for people out here, man. And I'm also part of doing this GTV Rich Gang fucking tour that they got going on for their vodka and shit. So I'm trying to hook artists up that want to get on that right now, because I got the plug for that. So y'all can call in or whatever, give you the info on that, or I'm going to pass it to Loke and let him pass it on to y'all on the next broadcast or however or whatnot. So we just got some wonderful things going on, man. And I'm also launching my new champagne, about to hit the stores in the world soon. You know what I'm saying? That Apple Napa Corvée special champagne brought to you by BP Entertainment. So if you hear it out there, see it out there, purchase it, taste it, and just love it and enjoy the rest of your life like a boss player sipping on my shit. That's all I got to say, but you know, it's all good though. But go ahead, Reg.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd like to hear that. Shit, so we're going to keep the ball rolling. We're going to get into some brand new music. Since we on some Colosso type shit, we're going to get into this brand new future Colosso, because me and BP Entertainment, Dog Crew Entertainment, In Your Ear Entertainment, Hoodstar Magazine, we're going to come back and talk about that. We still got a lot of show to come, so let's just get them on this Colosso shit, and we're going to come back and chop it and let them know what else is happening.
Yes, sir. Luxury of having passion.
Got drugs by the bundle, got hundreds of gunners, 100 the drone, that's 100 on 100. Trapped out of house with my partners, we went to shopping on midget. We went to cap it and get it, they slice out the city. We go to AZ and send it, we go to AZ and get it. I'm hungry, I admit it, I'm swearing condition. I serve and I hustle on any condition. Fuck your permission, I get to them digits. Come to your town and I get in and split it. I get them stacks and get busy, I get that gag and get busy. I say that crack and I flip it, I be in black like a villain. Hop out that lack on some pivot, step to that bitch like I'm golden. Half of these niggas, they bogus, most of these niggas, they bogus. I go to coast to coast, I'm fully loaded. I hit the lights, the roaches just scouted. I had to go to work with heavy metal. I done seen dead bodies in the ghetto. I seen these bitches dancing with the devil. I seen that money make a bitch evil. The shit getting colossal. The shit getting colossal. The shit getting colossal. We trap out the trap out, we love it, we getting that money. We trap out the trap out, you know that we love it, we getting that money. The shit getting colossal. I fell in love with that kickstand. I saw that bitch with my love friend. I'm about to open a mouth flap. I sit the blow on the jet. Called a few plays for some big faces. I be and be more like I'm a raider. We trap out this bitch to the police raider. I seen that cocoa turn bad when they get in the pot. I'm sound like a chef when I'm over the pot. I sound like a ref when we talk about these streets. Get some fish in my pocket, gorilla. We trap out these builders and make us a million. Drive it and then get the best of my game. We took all this game and we bought us some chains. We fucking these bitches, ain't none of them can claim. I'm straight out the range, I jump out the range. I go to the flame on the winds. They mile that drink in that kush. I think I went over my limit. Stack out the stack out the stack. I throw in this shit to the ceiling. Got three automobiles in the building. And it's one hell of a feeling. This shit getting colossal. This shit getting colossal. This shit getting colossal. We trap out the trap out, we love it, we getting that money. We trap out the trap out, you know that we love it, we getting that money. This shit getting colossal.
I seen that money make a bitch evil.
Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. We getting it in. That was Future with that colossal shit. We got BP in the building. Co-host.
Yo, what up?
BP, what you think about? Let's talk about a little something serious now. What you think about this little Cat Williams shit? He let the nigga beat him up. I know you know a little information on it. What you think about it?
Man, let me tell you something, man. This is what I be trying to tell everybody out here in the world, period, and it still refers back to the music game as well. When you're part of the elite team like that and you're doing big things with these certain people and all these people like that, you have to be able to get through the bullshit when the bullshit happens and hits. Now, social media can destroy a career, and it can also make your career, and we all know that. Same thing with the music thing, too. You got to be able to, you know, whatever you're going through with the music shit, you got to just do it. Once you, you know, sign your life to some shit to make it happen with whoever you're making it happen with in the music game or et cetera, as acting and as actors and comedians and basketball, all that shit. So I'm saying, for Cat Williams thing, it's like, They got to him, you know. They finally got to him, and he can't take it because he's so used to getting off with certain shit that he know that he ain't supposed to be doing anyway. You know, even before the situation took at hand, the other shit he was doing with Suge and et cetera, he know what, man, he be bringing shit on himself. Now, if you're going to really be with who you are, represent how you are, you just going to go do your shit no matter what. And go the fuck home, or go take over your next mission, or whatever you gotta do. And you over here fighting kids, and the shit was funny when I seen the video. I'm like, damn, you let a kid whoop your ass, man. You know you need to set your ass down somewhere. But I know I'm joking, but I'm saying they didn't got to him mentally. They didn't finally broke him down, and they've been trying to break him down for years because he's been saying certain shit about the elite and all this and that and blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know, man. I just pray for him. I hope he, you know, just pray to God, you know what I'm saying, and buckle himself down and get himself back together, man, because he is a good brother. He cool. You know, I done kicked it with him several times and, you know, and done business with him and shit, you know, through different projects in the game. So I'm happy for him, but it's fucked up how they treating him, man, because they, you know, they punishing him, so to speak. You know, until he get right to, you know, apologize to who he got to apologize, and then they'll start loving him again. But right now, they just fucking him up like they do certain people, bro. Bottom line, and that's just what it is. But it is fucked up to where they done got him so fucked up to where he beating up old kids now. He get beat up at the you know, the Beanie Siegel concert out there with some shit. Now you got kids whooping your ass. Well, who's next? You know, dogs or something, animals or something? I don't know. I'm just playing. But that's my nigga, man. And like I said, I just hope he just snap out of it, man, and get back focused. Because he is a cool
man,
dude.
Man, I seen some video today that the kid
about what?
Was talking. About this shit. Yeah, about the fight. It was staged. It was staged, nigga. The kid, this is what I seen from the interview from the kid. The kid said that Cat Williams was riding around the neighborhood. So he popped up, you know, he ended up where the kids was at, right? So he brought
right.
one kid behind the building and asked him to sock him. So he wouldn't just, the kid said, I'm just not going to sock you, man, for nothing.
So you got to, like, insult him to make him sock him or something? Is that what happened?
He just socked him. The little boy said he socked him to make him sock him.
Well, I just see the part where however, the video that was shown or being showed or exposed right now, I just seen the part where he was talking to the boy, and then he said, no, the boy said something to him, then he said something back, and I guess the boy said something, and then he just, like, gave a little rabbit punch, and then it just went on from there and shit.
The boy said he a wrestler. He didn't want to even fight him, man. He said he got love for him. He said he didn't even want to do that shit. So it was, you know, it's another Cat Williams trying to stage some shit to make us look at it. You know what I mean? So
I really can't say, but if it is the other way, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad. I mean, It's just that just lets you know how they just break you down, though. You know what I'm saying? To even put you in a position to even have to do some shit like that to yourself or for yourself to even, you know, to make it and shit or keep going. I got to stage a fight with a kid to keep my, you know, my rep alive. Come on, dude. If anything, you should have been telling them kids, hey, you know, look at me. I'm Cat Williams, et cetera, et cetera. You see me in all type of stuff and blah, blah, blah. There's movies and, you know, comedy, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, I'm going through some things. Y'all keep your hopes alive, your dreams alive. Stay, you know, saying positive shit to the kids if you're around kids, even though he, you know, they trying to, you know, fuck him up in the media or whatever, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep that positive mind and roll no matter how they trying to do you. And that's what I think it is. He don't know how to, I don't know, he don't know how to, like, fight the beast. That's what I'm saying. He don't know.
Right. Yeah. So, hey, let's get back into some new music. We're going to come back and talk in a few minutes. Let's get into this new shit. Snoop Dogg and LBC Movement. It's the Yak by Willie Mammoth, FaZe-RR, and
West Coast,
Hood Star. Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. Let's go.
Nigga, it's the Yak. Nigga, it's the Yak.
DJ Drama, fuck these niggas.
Nigga, it's the Yak. You got me acting like that.
Come on, caught off one cup and I'm ready to
trip. Up on your back.
If a bitch fuck with me, I'll beat the pussy up on some hands.
Nigga, it's the Yak. You got me acting like that.
And I'm caught off one cup and I'm ready to trip.
End up on your back.
If a bitch fuck with me, I'll beat the pussy up on some hands.
Nigga, it's the Yak.
Cuff in the bro, can it screw me? On our way to the bus, just to fuck with some hoochies. Living life, don't care, cause we feeling ourselves. Off the gas, the cognac, and put some hair on your chest.
Nigga, it's the
Yak. Stop by the store to get a brand new fit. See some more gas niggas that I'm ready to check. Ask these niggas where they from, and they think they fit. Probably was some enemies, but they know what it is.
Nigga, it's the
Yak. Rolling up the double of the fluff OG. Party jumping, bitches. Shaking their teeth. By the end of the night, one of them leaving with me. Fly gripping, making bitches, yeah, that always been me. When I'm off the deck, it make you turn up the speed. It bring out the beast, and when it's at least, you don't wanna be around the team. Cause I'm tearing up the fucking streets. In the dirty birds running east.
Nigga, it's the Yak. You got me acting like that.
And I'm caught on the cuff, and I'm ready to trip.
Bring up on your back.
If a bitch fuck with me, I'll beat the pussy up for some endless.
Nigga, it's the Yak. You got me acting like that. Up on your back.
If a bitch fuck with me, I'll beat the pussy up on some endless.
Nigga, it's the
party ain't over, it's just 2 in the morning. And I found this pretty lady that I'm finna been on. I've been a whip, smashed out, now we been in them corners. She get straight to the point, baby, started to dump.
Nigga, it's the
Yak. Taking off the clothes and now we just going. And the seat said good, it's just one in the morning. Caught up in the mix while they yakin' slowin'. Until the baby daddy was stand why young niggas strokin'. Oh, shit. Now we tussling, blow for blow. Until I caught his ass with that 1-2 out. Now he dazed on the floor. Now the bitch trying to tell me to go. And as I'm walking out the house to my whip, I turn around and see the baby daddy gripping the whip. Trying to spark at the crib, but I'm way too slick. Had the Glock on my hip, shots ringing out back to back. Hit his ass in his stomach, now he's laid on his back. Hopped in my ride, headed back to my side. Still got the Yak bottle that I left inside. The sun rising now, it was one hell of a night. Had to kiss some breakfast, rise goes for a second. After that, hit the hood just to post for a second. Sipping on some Yak with some niggas respected. It's the year to Yak.
We off them Bodells by the leaders, naked thick booty creepers,
little bro on this business. They like bang, bang this from Long Beach to West LA, from the Bay to the A. Yeah, yeah. We do this shit like every day. From Long Beach to Crenshaw Boulevard. Don't make us have to pull your car. We off that.
Hood Star Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. We going in live. That was the LBC movement with Snoop. It's the Yak, Willie Mammoth, Faye Double R, D New. We got BP Entertainment in the building, co-hosting this event today.
What's going on, Boss Player in the house? What's up, y'all? I hope y'all still in here because we're doing it. Jab, man. So it's, I'm just loving what we got going on, man, trying to change the movement, you know what I'm saying, the game, and bring that new shit, that real shit back to the game, man, because right now it's all like, it's all bad entertainment floating around out here with the music right now, so it's time to bring the real ones out and bring them up to the pot, you know what I'm saying, bring them up the bat and let them get on base, score, and win, shit, straight up.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Sid. It's always time for the new shit. Like, we going to get into some new, you know, what's going on new on the West Coast. We going to get into that a little bit later in the broadcast, just to let y'all know. Shit, what can we get into now? New
hey,
music,
I'm
going
to have to
shit.
Do some of my music, man, so you can bang that shit on here, man. I forgot, but that's all good.
Yeah, make sure y'all get it so we
can
hold him up.
Oh yeah. No trip. This is my first time on here ever, so I'm nigga, you know I'ma slide you something. It's all good,
yeah,
man.
Y'all make sure y'all go to BP Entertainment events too. If y'all see him posting online.
Yeah, that's out in Cali, man. LA in the building.
I'm gonna try to make you a tab on my website. That way at least people could go check you out, and then that way we could cross promote and shit. That way they
yeah,
can see what you got going on. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know,
yeah.
Grinders Magazine is mine in effect. You know, Hood Star Magazine is my big brother in the game in the magazine world. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck with us, man. We got it out here. It's out here. It's ready for y'all. Fuck with it. Got them cheap prices.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. If you see us out there, get with us. Shit. So
yeah,
we're gonna get into some more music. Grinders Magazine, Hood Star Magazine. This
BP
is like
Entertainment.
I said, and BP Entertainment and Dog Crew Entertainment, In Your Ear Entertainment, CRG Entertainment, man, we out here big pushing the West.
The movement is real. Y'all better fuck with it. The movement is so real with the West and the South right now, boy, you don't even understand. But here we go. Go ahead and do your thug, dog.
Yeah, let's get into some West Coast music since we on the West. Get into some of that new, well, actually is old, but we'll get into some of that R.I.P. Eazy-E, Still a Nigga, you're hearing it here. Hood Star Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip-hop, and we got BP Entertaining co-hosting, let's go.
Yeah.
Straight off the streets of Compton, dedicated and by most suckers hated. But I got something I want you motherfuckers to know. I really don't give a fuck.
Niggas ain't shit in the 90s, I don't trust them. And bitches on my dick, but they ain't shit, so motherfuck them. Eazy know what's up, cause Eazy really don't give a fuck. It don't concern me if it don't pertain to money or not. But then again, I talk to a few of my friends 9 times out of 10 about some ends or some skins. Cause I'm the type of nigga that got the habit like a rabbit. Rapping is my hustle, busting hoes, it's a habit. I stab it like a truth, no good nigga should. I do it the way a down OG nigga would. And now niggas know Eric Wright ain't no buster. Another platinum cut from the Compton Thugster. My name is
Eazy-E. motherfucking a real nigga. Born and raised in motherfucking Compton. This one's dedicated to you buster ass niggas. You know who you are. Smoke a fat ass joint to this, bitch.
I don't think I'm all this or that, but I'm all me. Original gangsta, E-A-Z-Y-E. Down from the jump, now I'm ending with the bizang. Still rolling in my 6-4 on the bizang. Doing wicked chicken shit is wicked on the streets. And from what my eyes see, the wickedness will never cease. Bitches on my dick, can you know I'm running, y'all? So you just sold your soul to the motherfucking devil's son-in-law. Wicked as could be, Eazy-E got the flow. Leaving the smell of death on the road for show. And a hoe can't make me or break me, but she could take me to a motel and work a nigga swell, cause I'm
Eazy-E. Yeah. Suck on these nuts, motherfuckers. Get with the real and quit faking the funk. And oh yeah, stay off my dick. Really though.
I let my demons loose when I hit the 8 juice, and I leave a trail of stiffs when I'm high off a slip. Niggas talk shit, so I talk a lot of shit too. Niggas wanna diss, fuck them and they hold crew. In fact, nigga, thank ya for stacking a nigga's bank up. Yeah, I'm living square, but I'm a gangster like Tracer. No, not the doctor, physician or the MD. Tracer's an OG, doctor's a phony. Only the real, real still could chill with me. And the rest can't fuck with E. Cause I'm the OG that'll burn you down. The devil's son-in-law, king of the underground. Good to go with the flow that I throw. Giving you mo to let a motherfucker know that I could get wrecked on the set and make it slow. Cause you know I ain't a joke, I'm a motherfucking loaf. And my name is
Eazy-E. Eazy motherfucking E. But you bitches could just call me E. A real nigga from the CPT. Kicking ass and asking questions later. Oh yeah, don't get smoked, loaf. And I'm out.
Have everything ready, you know, everything, because they want you to be
ready to go dealing with them. If not, they're going to have to put more money into you to push you, and then that's just going to come more money they got to put into you to get you started, the less they're going to come out paying your ass. So I'm just being for real. I don't mean to sound vaguely, you know, like that, but I'm just being for real. So the artists have to be serious, number one, and pay what they got to pay to get shit done, you know, their material and everything. And even if they're being independent, and let's not even say the corporate, if they're being independent, you still have to have your whole get down all the way fully, you know what I'm saying? So you, like I say, you have to have your music registered, you have to have your shit packaged up, your EBKs, all that stuff, your bios and all that stuff, you know, prepared videos if you have them, your whole arsenal. And you have to have a manager, a PR rep, a lawyer, you know, and a promoter, you know, something like that. It's people like that, you know, and certain agents and stuff like that to even, like, you know, to brand who you are and bring you out as an artist, you know what I'm saying? So, and you got to be serious, man, because this ain't no joke. You know, we deal with artists every day with this, so that's independent or, you know, mainstream or major, you know, we deal with them, so we know how it is. So it's just like a lot of independent artists now, they just don't understand it. You know, they want to get on shows. They don't want to pay for get on shows, but you want to get paid. Okay, there's no possible way that you will be able to get paid unless you have fans already, you know. And I understand it may seem to be hard, but that's just what it is. You got to grind, man. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everything else. You got to eat, so, nigga, you going to stop to go eat because you hungry. So it's the same way. You got to be hungry for this, and you got to do what you got to do. And that's just one of the things. And get off the ego shit and just be humble, grind, stay prayed up, do what you got to do, and get a good team behind you, and you should be successful, man. It's just like that. I know it sounds easier than said, but, you know, like I said, Loke been in his, you know, his zone for a while, you know, doing what he did and doing right now. Me, myself, 17 years in the game and still going by the grace of God. But I didn't get to where I am. He didn't get to where he is to just by sitting around and playing games and shit and really not taking this shit serious. No matter if we did shows or do what we do, if we made money or didn't make a whole lot of money or we didn't walk away with nothing. It's just a part of the sacrifice of this shit sometimes. And, you know, you got to respect it. You know what I'm saying? That's just telling you each time on certain things that you got to get your shit more tighter and be more serious and keep on grinding. And then you'll get the bigger shows, the bigger exposure, the bigger, you know, networks and all this other stuff, the big, you know, people coming at you, certain people coming at you to do real legitimate business in this business. Because I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't know or not, this game is shady as fuck, so I ain't saying that you gotta be all fucking nilly-willy with it, but you gotta stand your ground and shit, and you gotta, like, you know, do your music shit. Don't get into all that other shit that they be doing, how they be doing to certain people. Just stay focused and do your shit. You don't see LL Cool J out here in the news with no bullshit or none of those type of people like that, you know, that's rappers, and, you know, you don't hear them. You see him doing good shit, doing award shows, you know, all this old good shit that we can do. But it's just, you got to be serious, man, what you shit. That's what I'm saying. And that's just some of the ways that you have to, you know, and stop being lazy on promoting your shit, you know. You got to get out in these streets and talk to people and, you know, and interact with people, you know, and support one another. That's what a lot of these artists don't have. They don't have support with each other because they figure, oh, yeah, you know, nigga, you know, I'm harder than you, or I'm this and this and that, and I'm blah, blah, blah. But it ain't that. You can be. All of us can be hard in our own certain ways, but if we all put that shit together on shit, it'll be some great, phenomenal shit. But niggas don't use that because they're too busy with the ego trip. And that's what that ego kills talent, bottom line. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care about none of that. If you're too egotistical, you're, even if you could be the bombest motherfucker, but if your ego is fucked up, then you're fucked up. And that's just what it is. And that's just one of the standard ways of life with shit, you know. And that's why we got genre of cornball music right now, fuckboy music right now, bullshit music right now, because motherfuckers is just doing the bare minimum or just doing the stupid shit that they want you to do or that they put they controlling you to do, making you do, because ain't nobody real serious coming with no real shit no more. So that would make you gotta do that shit to stand out so they can come and bring you in back to the real shit. We need to go back to the real music, the way of doing shit, whether it's R&B or hip-hop, because it's both kind of fucked up right now. So we got to save that shit. And I'm telling this to the from the old artist to the new artist right now, bottom line. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And in the, that's just what it is.
Yeah, you just gave him some hell of a game right there.
No, I mean, I've got plenty of more, man. Like I said, I'm going to be coming on here whenever you on, man, to spread this knowledge, man, because this is shit that they need to know. You know what I'm saying? For real. Ain't no joke.
That's
it ain't no
shit
joke.
So let's get back into some new music, and I'm going to let BP come back and school you young niggas on this business. And basically that's what the business is. Let's get into this Ghetto Boys Wanna Get Gangsta for my nigga BP, Hood Star Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. Let's go.
Wanna get gangsta. Wanna get gangsta. Wanna get gangsta. Will these motherfuckers ride or die? When it get gangsta, yeah. Bitch, nigga, you ain't no soldier, you gon' hide and cry.
Well, let me tell you a little something about the niggas I roll with. We chin check bitches, we don't go for that whole shit. Come to the bloody nickel trying to stunt. 50 styles say I knock your ass out with one punch. And I don't care how many gangsta rap songs you listen to, or the fact you smoke weed and pack a gun, I see the bitch in you. Angus lippin' Duke shells and sparking the marks. I put a clip in you like it's a walk in the park. You can try to make fun, but I'ma stick to the script. Hit you with the pistol grip and make your air dog flip. Use a punk, use a bitch, I'll say it to your face. Use a punk, use a bitch to testify for the state. All the cowards watching your back just don't matter. All I gotta do is clap one and the rest gon' scatter. You click on easy targets and cats who don't bust back. Niggas thinking y'all are real, but tell me this.
When it get gangsta, is your niggas gonna fight or run? When it get gangsta, yeah. The niggas that be bumpin', they be tuckin' they tongue. When it get gangsta, will these motherfuckers ride or die? When it get gangsta, yeah. Bitch nigga, you ain't no soldier, you gon' hide and cry.
Fabricated, I made you hoes made up. I speak like I live it, dog, and you hoes hate us. I cook it, you rock it, cause all you hoes take up. I'm riding on all of you stupid hoes, pay up. What's all this whooping niggas is barking? Come fuck with it, fool. And I'ma put a hole inside your ass with this tool. 7 shots, niggas is gutter, who getting your shit? Talking greasy like you running, something squeezing your dick. What is you, itchy? What's really, nigga? Come from the block. Loud talking like you scared niggas, boy, you's a mark. You know, real niggas move quiet and quick to do dirt. Put this pistol up against your jersey, squeezing his crack. Murder is dirty, is hot, but that's the plan. And here's something that you can't understand. Oh, I can just up and fop it and kill me, man. This game right here for real, you niggas playing.
But when it get gangsta, is your niggas gonna fight or run? When it get gangsta, yeah. The niggas that be bumpin', they be tuckin' they tongue. When it get gangsta, will these motherfuckers ride or die? When it get gangsta, yeah. Bitch nigga, you ain't no soldier, you gon' hide and cry.
Niggas always tell me how real I sound when I float. That's cause the shit I talk about, I done it before. Other rappers mouth off, that's just protection talk. I done robbed, sold, dope, squeezed, and left them in chalk. Yeah, them hard stars ain't about nothing, cocksucker. Looking mean ain't never killed a motherfucker. So what you been to the pen and they call you a killer? I still draw this leather E and spit at you, nigga. My mind is made up, there's balls in my word. Any bastard that fuck with mine gon' get spurred. Keep thinking I'm playing, keep thinking I'm kidding. I bust your motherfucking head wide open like a watermelon. Homeboy about to get his ass whooped blue. And he gon' probably sue, cause that's what pussies do. Some say it ain't worth it, but fuck that shit. I'd rather die like a soldier than to live like a bitch.
When it get gangsta, is your niggas gonna fight or run? When it get gangsta, yeah. The niggas that be bumping, they be fucking they tongue. When it get gangsta, will these motherfuckers ride or die? When it get gangsta, yeah. Bitch, nigga, you ain't no soldier, you gon' hide and cry. When it get gangsta.
Hood Star Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. I gotta give a shout out to my boy JG at Alka Shatter, Alkaline Water. Follow him, check him out, go see what it is. Hashtag Alka Shatter. Check him out, they out there doing some good shit. BP just schooled y'all on some motherfucking new shit popping out there. So we're going to get back into some old music. Then we're going to come back in with BP and let him talk to y'all and shit. So new music, but old music. G-Well, it's not deep enough. We'll start ready to go. No more station for R&B and hip-hop. Let's go.
Okay, you have money in your pocket because you're an engineer. I'm trying to get paid, so quit playing back there, okay?
Oh,
Radio, your number one station for R&B and hip hop. We got BP on the line. BP, what's good?
What up, what up, what up? Hey, man, that shit was banging by Mary J. Blige. I like that.
That's not Mary, Jewel. Remember Jewel?
Oh, shit, that's her? Damn, that shit sounded like Mary. But shout out to Jewel, baby. You got it. She still got it. Well, that shit bad. My bad, but damn. Yeah, man, we here, though.
Yeah. So, Sid, I want to talk to him a little bit because we're going to be getting out of here shortly. Talk to him a little bit about what we got going on, working with the Dog Crew and shit. We got some new shit we doing, working with actually a couple of the artists that came out of the newest artist that's coming out of Smith Camp right now. We're able to get an opportunity to work with him, Young Zeke June. Hunted and King Kodak, and then we got QC the producer. You know, we finna get together and try to make something happen for the West. You know, it's gonna be something big. So you know, we bringing BT aboard because you know we feel like we need this Voltron shit popping in the West because everybody try to do everything by themselves. So we feel like, you know, now is the time for niggas to get together and put their egos to the side. And, you know, no matter what you do, we all just, you know, come in as a team and everybody do their job and make shit happen. You know, we going to be successful. So we got a lot of shit coming up. We don't got music yet. We got music from some of the artists we going to be working with, but we ain't got the official music yet. It's still in the premature stages, so we could talk about it and discuss it, and you know we trying to get
all that. We in the works of doing great things. Bottom line, so
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. That's just basically what it is to all square it up, and you know it's just that's what we got to do right now and make it happen and change the game. You know what I'm saying? It's all about feeding the family, not a corporation type shit. That's what I'm on. So. You know, I've been feeding the corporations for years with this shit. Now it's time for my corporation and my family and my people that I fuck with to really eat now. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, man. And like I said earlier, if we didn't, you know, grind like we grind for years, no matter how it was and came for us and all this and that and the third, we wouldn't have the opportunities that we have now still. Even back then, we had opportunities, whether they came out good or bad. We wouldn't have been able to face those opportunities and those challenges and you know, different things and diversity in this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because in order to get something, you got to go through something to get it. So that's just what it is. There's no more handouts and freeze unless you got a certain person that'll look out for you every now and then. But really, how many of those that we really truly have? You know, but hey, you just got to do what you got to do no matter what. And, you know, like he says, you know, put your egos to the side, you know, and swallow your pride and shit and all that other shit and just team up with some real people and make that shit happen, man. Sure. You know? And do what you got to do. Pay your dues. That's just what it is.
And
that's what it is.
Yeah,
you know?
So we gonna get on up out of here. Hillstar Radio, BP Entertainment, Dog Crew Entertainment in your ear, CRG. You know what I mean? We got so much shit we connected to now. We actually got a little music from the artist. They did one song before the project that we gonna get into. So we going to bang that out, getting up out of here. But we glad that y'all locked in with us. We will be back in tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Same channel.
West Coast time, 9 o'clock, Texas time. Appreciate everybody locking in with us. We going to get up out of here. Turned up for my Young Hunted, and Young Mike, too. All right, Hood Star Radio, BP Entertainment, Dog.
We out, West.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey. on the junction. Long Beach certified. They ain't been buzzing. Stop blowing high days. You ain't talking money. Playing cops and robbers. Steady dodging one time. I'm the light of the party where the sun don't shine. You know we got the link of beer. Lemon with the lime. Fool on the grill, ho. Better get in line. More homies pulling up. Chucking up the stack. High scar face. Cushion and wet with a bat. Dog cool mentality. All my niggas loco. Like them with anybody. Got the game in the toe, ho.
My hood comes up in my hood. In my hood.
On the daily, blue rag, blue chuck tapers, niggas gang banging. Nigga, fuck your hood, bitch, nigga, what you say? Never let that slide, cause I always got time, cut. Young nigga, catch the case, hey, my nigga did five, now y'all on probation. Tatted up faces, shoot out for altercation. Rollie with the Benz, I would never trade places. Let off the shot, clean up the shell case. First 48, the city sizzle like bacon. No point taking, say why? Before the bullet hit his head, he don't wanna die, nigga, he got kids. Say why?
My mom to the coffin, moving off, and I feel money just to offset. In the deep water, flip like dolphins. Put my neck out for my dogs like Austin. Suspect on the murder, these niggas talk. Bones in the hood, say I'm awesome. Feel the wrong energy, better play caution. Poor shoot native, dog who nation. Cost me the game, you can't play.
Radio, you know, most things for R&B and hip hop, we gone.